So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
We just saw our buddy JP Finley here at Capital One Arena getting ready for the Caps and the Canes. Game 5 is tonight. Capitals trying to stave off elimination. JP of B. Mitch and Finley and NBC4 fame.
Thank you.
So we stumbled into this. What's up, buddy? You look great, by the way.
Thanks, man.
I like that jacket.
I just got this in Raleigh when I was down there.
No way. Was it just
Did you go to a men's clothier or is it like a chain store?
You can decide. I went to Belk's. You ever been to Belk's down south?
That's a chain store.
But it was.
Is it Belk's or is it same as Belk, which is like the heck or the like a Macy's up here?
It's like
same thing.
That, yeah.
Okay. Yes. But they had a men's store separate in the Crabtree Mall. I was blown away by it was a really impressive store. You will know this. This is a Bonobos jacket. Bonobos. You know
that part? I love them. Dude. I love them. They're flattering.
I was shocked they had that at Belk. I was really impressed. And it was 50% off. I got two jackets for the price of one.
Look at
you. Pretty good. Now, did you have to go get clothes because you forgot something? Or did you just had some time to kill and you like shopping for clothes?
When I was a kid and lived in North Carolina, we always went to Belk. So when I saw Belk and my mom came to visit me and we had like an hour to kill and we'd already had lunch and there was, you know, we walked around the mall.
Just kicked
and I was
it
like,
old school.
There's a Belk
you
men's
and mom
store.
Went to Belk.
Mom had a Belk card, got me an extra 10. It was 40% off with the Belk card, another 10.
Oh, JP.
It was great.
Man, have a day.
So I actually think I'm wearing Bonobos jeans right now, as a matter of fact.
Dude, it's a great brand. I was shocked
they
to
know
see
what they're
it
doing.
At Belk and on clearance.
How do you spell that? B-O-N-O?
It's like
B-A-N-A-S.
It's like that.
Bonobos. Okay, I've seen that.
O-B-O-S.
I didn't know they were in stores because I thought they had their own
store. Their own online outlet.
So here's the question. We bumped our heads into this yesterday. So Danny was just making the point. They get off to a 4-1 start with their soft schedule.
Sure.
500 the rest of the way, 10-7. He's like, now I know that'd be disappointing. What I said was, sight unseen right now, deal or no deal, I would take 10 wins and run.
I saw you guys put this on social yesterday, maybe? I saw it.
But a lot of people are
it's a great
10
question.
And 7, how could you possibly? Dude, the schedule's hard. That means Jaden was probably healthy.
You're nailing Vegas has it at 9.5, right?
You're hitting the over.
Right. Yeah.
Now I understand that they could also win 11 or 12 games, but they could also win 8 or 9. Like something could go badly.
Sure. And your point about getting the bounces, I think is pretty. So what I think is most impressive is I think they have now built a 10-win team, right? Like I think that's maybe not floor, but I think that's who they are, is a double-digit win team. I think this is a league largely driven by offense. I think they really worked hard to make their offensive line better, which is way more sustainable than, like, chasing defensive stats. It's just so much variance with that. I think 10, sight unseen, if that's the deal, I think you're in the playoffs. Like,
well, so that's
10 wins, you're in the playoffs.
Made. So I would say it at what?
You're probably the sixth seed.
85% clip.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like right? Seattle 10 won 7. 10 games last year, didn't make it.
Right.
That can happen.
There is typically a 10-7 team that like gets frozen out via a tiebreaker.
Is that typical or
that's
is there
a
like
question.
A I feel like 9-8 like we've only had this expanded playoff with the three wild cards for a few years, so the data might be too small to like punch up the numbers, but I feel like you see the in the hunt graphic and you got 8 and 9, you know what I mean? Like 10 to me you're in.
What it really comes down to is a how sold are you?
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
On Daniels being so elite that they have a chance to win every weekend, I guess. And this, the idea that like ESPN's got them sixth in football, NFL Network's got them sixth in football. I guess if people think they're that good, then maybe you say, I'm going to play this out. Let me see what's behind the door. I admit I've just been at this movie theater too long.
Sure.
And I am worried about opening the door and, you know, the getting punched in the face too. Like that could happen.
Sure. I am trying to like kind of recalibrate my brain the punches in the face were a different group from the top down. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
This group, we haven't seen any of that. So I'm trying to approach it differently, but it's hard to just like remove the skepticism from your brain that we experienced for 25 years.
I think it's harder to write the second bestseller than the first, though.
Sure.
So while what you're saying is totally true, like Dan's gone, there's a real front office that's actually good. There's a coaching staff that's much better than the last few. And of course, you've got the quarterback you look for 30 years. There's also the idea that harder schedule, you're getting everyone's best shot, you're not surprising anybody.
And Daniels goes down awkwardly against Carolina. If it's slightly more awkward, 0.1% more awkward, maybe it's multiple cracked ribs and it's 2 months that he doesn't play instead of being not quite the same for a month and a half.
Yeah.
And we're right there. That when he got at the goal line against Atlanta, he got his bell rung, and Marcus Mariota had to pick him up by the bootstraps.
Sure.
He clearly didn't seem like everything was great, and he's the running game. My point is, like, we were dodging knives like the Matrix last year, and it worked, and it was awesome. I had more fun than I've had in a long time, but it all went their way. And if it doesn't, one time, two times, that's why I'm saying I would take 10 wins because it means a lot of stuff went right.
I don't think that's a crazy thought. I think you have to separate injuries, right? Because – what is Detroit if Goff goes down? Like I think any team. Like, what are the Ravens if Lamar goes down?
Yeah.
Quarterback is just such an important, outsized important position that the injury factor is there for everyone. If you want to say it's higher for Jaden because of the running, I can comprehend that. But that is its own thing. I think the only real coin toss or probably even long shot win is the Hail Mary to me. That's the only one that was like, wow, yep. That never happens, and it happened. Outside of that, like, did they get the bounces? Yes, but I also think Jaden's not a guy. Most bounces and that kind of crazy endings come on turnovers or really poor clock management late. And I believe Jaden's not a guy that turns it over a lot. That's just kind of who he is. And I think that is a huge factor. And I think by and large, their clock management was really good. I thought they were great being aggressive late in the first half. I thought that was like a staple all season. And I think you steal 3 points when you have 36 seconds on the clock. Like, those little things matter. And that leads me to believe that those things should continue.
And that's where having the playmaker running quarterback.
Totally.
End of those halves is just a game changer. And they stole points, as you said, all year. I totally agree with the point, too. The Hail Mary game is the one that you go back and go, that's a 1 in a 50 chance or
sure,
whatever.
Sure, right. Yeah.
But
different than New Orleans where they're going for 2 to win it. That's 50-50.
Sure.
The
but
one
also,
in a million.
But look at the Vikings, though. Like, when they went 13-3 or 4, whatever it was, and they won, like, 9 games in the last
right.
– everyone said they can't do that the next year, and they didn't. They went, like, 4-5. And Washington won all of those games that came down to the wire. That year-over-year doesn't really – like, they were – 22 of 25 on fourth down.
Sure.
That's not happening again. But the 10 wins, I think, is the fascinating number to say, deal or no deal, you take it, or do you want to see what's behind the door?
And the response was overwhelmingly negative?
Well, I would say we're about to hit the phones, 800-636-1067. It was about 50-50, but the early return was, you're crazy if you would just take 10 wins right now.
That you're underselling them.
Exactly.
I wonder if you make it 11, how different that is.
I would hope it's a lot different.
I would say at 11, that should be 80,
like. At what point do we go, people are being insane?
Right. Yeah.
14-3 ain't coming through. You know, like, come on.
Totally. I mean, the 10 win thing, you're on the Vegas number.
Like, I'm as excited as everybody else. It's been 1 year. Can we just relax a little bit? The idea that this is just how it's going to go for the next 5 years, I think people are putting the cart before the horse a little bit on this.
What's interesting with, if you look at the Texans, is everybody's like, oh, sophomore slump, and they're still in the divisional round of the playoffs, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Like, it looked a little different. It was a little clunky. I also think
they were a lot better on defense, though, I'd say. They had great pass rushers. Washington doesn't have any of those.
I think a huge part of a continued success, and eventually this road will end out, will end, but keeping the offensive staff together is really hard to do. They got everybody back. I mean, they got everybody back on both sides. What'd they lose? An assistant linebackers coach?
Right.
That's unheard of.
It's crazy.
Not for just like more, not in a bad way, but there's general turnover on every staff every year.
It's stunning.
And,
yeah.
It's great. That was a big surprise to me. Even like
same here.
Passing game coordinator doesn't go get an OC job or something.
Shocked. Yeah. Enjoy the game.
Thanks, boys.
Have fun,
hopefully
buddy.
They win.
I like the hockey jersey.
Yeah, this is the Nats giveaway.
Yeah, this was the giveaway.
I think those got sent to the station, right?
Yeah.
It looks good on you. It looks
Thank
good.
You, buddy. Yeah. I mean, you're trying to make me feel good because you got a Bonobos jacket on and I've got
right.
like a giveaway on.
Looks very good.
I think it looks cool.
Well,
And Stallion's like, gosh, it's so cold in here. You're wearing shorts.
Yeah, he is.
It's an ice rink.
Yeah.
It's ice.
You got to know what's happening.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads. We got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.